نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Our aim is to try and understand what are those main principles and those main concepts that make up the idea of Islamic covenants. And Imam Ali alayhi salam in various sermons has mentioned some of those principles. We are currently focusing on the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha, in the section where Imam Ali alayhi salam is explaining about the revolutionary nature of the Holy Quran. And basically, every revolutionary movement needs a text that has those, general principles and those milestones that a person needs to always keep in mind while he is traveling, while the society is growing towards that direction that is needed in that revolution. In the previous session, we talked about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions that the Quran, therefore, has some of those principles that guide this government system, and that is the rules that are either obligations or either they are forbiddances, and those are some of the main most important parts of this movement. Inshallah, today we'll discuss about the other types of verses that are there in the Holy Quran.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are discussing about the different types of verses that are there in the Holy Quran, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We talked about the fact that a few of those verses are the verses that talk about the obligations and the forbiddances. As Imam Ali alayhi salam in this very sermon says, he says, مُبَيِّنًا حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَامَهُ. This book is an explanation of what is obligatory and what is forbidden. Today we'll discuss about another section of this sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَفَرَائِضَهُ وَفَضَائِلَهُ. This is also a book where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about the duties and the necessary qualities and traits that a person needs to have. So first of all, the duties. So some of the duties are the obligations, basically. What is obligatory? What is forbidden? And generally, as a person, as a Muslim, there are certain duties that a person needs to have in mind, which is mostly those very obligatory principles, obligations, and what are the forbiddances. But apart from that, a person also needs to know what are those traits that a person needs to achieve and that a person needs to avoid. So for example, a person needs to be able to bring about the trait of bravery, of kindness, of loving God. All of these have to be in his heart. These are beautiful traits. These are fadail, as they say, that a person needs to have. And in order to achieve those traits, a person needs to perform the right types of actions that are in conformity with those traits. So for a person to be, for example, chaste, a person needs to control his eyesight. A person needs to stay away from mingling with the opposite gender and performing actions that would lead that person to become unchaste. So these are those particular actions that a person needs to avoid. Islam, for example, explains in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one of the beautiful traits is to be chaste. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, explains about Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in the Quran, or when he talks about the verses of marriage, he says that if you are chaste, then it is good for you. And all of these different types of verses of the Quran that explain about some of the good traits that are necessary.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, adding on to that, Imam Ali alayhi salam then goes on to say, وَنَاسِخَهُ وَمَنْسُوخَهُ. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this holy book has explained the nasikh and the mansukh, meaning that he explains what are the verses that abrogate other verses. Those verses that abrogate and those verses that have been abrogated. So you'll ask then, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about a verse that abrogates? If it is that is abrogated, why did he even bring it in the first place? Well, basically, we have to keep in mind that the Quran is a revolutionary book. It's guiding a revolutionary spirit, a revolutionary change in the society. This basic principle needs to be there in our minds. And in the process of creating that change, societies are normally in different situations. So for example, a society might have an extraordinary or an abnormal state which requires a specific kind of ruling to be applicable to that particular situation. And when that situation changes, that ruling becomes abrogated. That means another verse comes and abrogates the previous ruling that was there in the verse. For example, in a society, sometimes even we have it in our law, in the general law, that sometimes you need martial law to control a particular area. Why do you need that martial law? It's because of a specific situation that has occurred in the society, and therefore that martial law is instated. But after some time, when that specific extraordinary situation changes and this community becomes more stable, then the martial law is abrogated. This is what we call, that's why certain verses are nasikh and certain verses are mansukh. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says that these are the different types of verses in the Quran that we need to keep in mind while reading it. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us to understand the verses properly. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه